tribute to Rex E. Lee. To a man who has done what this church expects of each of us. By President Gordon B. Hinckley. Given at BYU Devotional 17 October 1995. Now, at the risk of embarrassing President Lee, I wish to speak of him. His remarkable life has been one worthy of an example for each of you. He was not born nor reared with riches. His achievements have come only through hard work and dedicated service. He grew up in a small town in Arizona. He served a mission for the church in Mexico, where he learned to speak the language, to love the common people, and to love the Lord and His great work. He came to this university when it was much smaller. He was an excellent student who knew where he wanted to go and what he wanted to do. Notwithstanding his commitment to high scholarship, he was a young man with humor who enjoyed good fun. He won the respect of his peers and was elected student body president. After graduation from BYU, he was accepted at the University of Chicago Law School, where he earned his Juris Doctorate in 1963. He holds 5 honorary Doctor of Law degrees. During the 1963 term of the United States Supreme Court, Rex Lee served as law clerk to Supreme Court Justice Byron R. White. As a young attorney, he won the respect of his peers and superiors. He was appointed Assistant UW Attorney General in charge of the Justice Department Civil Division from 1975 to 1976. That was a remarkable achievement for a young man from a remote Arizona cow town. He served as U.S. Solicitor General from 1981 to 1985, representing the federal government before the Supreme Court. He holds the distinction of having argued the largest number of cases before the Supreme Court in a single term, 6 in 1986. He has argued 59 cases before the High Court. He was invited by the trustees to become the first dean of the J. Reuben Clark Law School on this campus. His was the task of assembling a faculty and a library, the two great basic assets of any good school of law. Most of us, I am confident, cannot appreciate the enormous work in carrying a load of this kind. His much sought for service represented the tremendous confidence of distinguished clients across the nation. They placed on his shoulders the heavy responsibility of advocating their claims and causes. This speaks volumes for his capacity, for his tenacity, for his scholarship, and for the confidence, respect, and trust in which he is held by lawyers and their clients across the land. He is a partner in the widely known and highly respected firm of Sidley & Austin in Chicago. He held the George Sutherland Chair of Law at Brigham Young University. Since returning to the law school in 1985, it is not an easy thing to find a qualified president for a great university. Every board of trustees or regents can testify to that. Great qualities of leadership are needed. There is a further requirement in the case of Brigham Young University, and that is to find a leader with faith in the Almighty and loyalty to his work. When the new BYU president was needed in 1989, Rex E. Lee was the universal choice of the trustees. During these 6-plus years, he has served with fidelity, with great devotion, with rare ability, and, I may add, with humility. Rex Lee is a man not only of strong intellect, he is a man of great faith. He is a man of humble prayer, who seeks diving guidance in handling the many responsibilities with which he is constantly faced. His beloved companion, Janet, is the quiet pillar of strength, who stands at his side, who is his counselor, his comforter, his cheerleader, and his dearest friend. What a wonderful, exemplary picture they present to the members of this faculty and student body. During a considerable part of the time that he has served as president, he has carried the terrible burden of cancer. He has fought this dread disease with patience, with prayer, with faith, and with the best medical care available. When many others might have quit long ago, he has gone forward quietly doing his duty. But it is an awesome undertaking to preside over an institution as large and complex as this. He has enjoyed the respect and love of the faculty. I assure you that he has the total confidence of the Board of Trustees. He has presided at a season when there have been many difficult problems to deal with. He has handled them with expertise, understanding, and respect for all involved. He is a powerful advocate and a great persuader. He has led this institution with a growing commitment to excellence. He has even brought a smile to the rock jaw visage of Lavelle and Warads, a great accomplishment in and of itself. We love you for the great work you have done. We love you for the tremendous energy you have put into the service. We love you because you have loved this faculty and this student body. Now in these later years you have nurtured, protected, and guided her. You have served as the 10th president of Brigham Young University with honor and distinction, and with compelling loyalty to the sacred trust imposed in you. You will be so remembered through the years to come. You have left your mark, which will be observed and appreciated through the times that lie ahead. Thank you for being the man you were when you were invited to assemble this high and sacred office. Thank you for your years of preparation, those hard and difficult years, when you served as a strong advocate, persuasive and powerful, in behalf of those who conferred upon you the sacred trust given you as attorney and counselor. Thank you for the tremendous work that you did in organizing the J. Reuben Clark Law School. It was a great undertaking fraught with heavy responsibility. You did it so very well that the school was officially recognized from the outset and its graduates honored with the distinction of having been well trained in an excellent school of law. Thank you for your efforts recently made in greatly enlarging the library of the law school, to make of it an even better place of preparation for those who will serve in the legal profession. Thank you for your dedicated service to the church you love. You have given unstintingly of your time, your talents, your means, and your years. You have mingled with the great of the earth, but you have never lost touch with those who walk in humble circumstances. We thank you for the great conviction you have carried in your heart concerning the living reality of God our eternal Father and His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and for the persuasiveness with which you have testified concerning these great and sacred matters. I wish to hold out to each of you his life as an example by which to guide your own. President Lee has become what he is because he has done what this church expects of each of us. He has walked the path of faith and prayer and obedience. He has walked with faith in the Almighty, with faith in the risen Lord, with faith in the eternal verities that come as the Word of God. Rex Lee has many achievements to his name, but his crowning achievement is the same as yours and mine, his family. Rex has done what the Lord expects each of us to do. Love the Lord, serve wherever we are called, keep the commandments, and endure to the end. What does the church expect of each of us? It expects the kind of behavior that has been exemplified in the life of the man of whom I have spoken. I am sure that he would be the first to admit that he is far from perfect. So it is with each of us, but we have a mandate to work at it, to keep trying to constantly improve.